We're on Mem Hey Omid Beis, in the middle of the Omer. Omer Avinu, Omer Li Rav Gaza. Avinu said that Rav Gaza reported to him, Ikla Rav Yossi Bar Ovin La'ashrin. Rav Yossi Bar Ovin had come to their city. V'havi Uvda V'pnuya V'achshir. It was a maisa with a goy that lived with an unmarried Jewish woman and had a child. And he was mata the child, because goy habol bas Yisrael pnuya is kosher. The Eish HaSeish who passed, but there was a goy who lived with an Eish HaSeish, and that child he passed. Because if a regular Jew lives with an Eish HaSeish, makes a mamzer, surely a goy makes a mamzer. Didn't have that drasha that we had yesterday, that we learned it from Eish HaSaviv, that's where the mamzer is. It has to be somebody can marry, but not somebody that nobody can marry. He didn't learn that drasha. So by an Eish HaSeish, the child's a mamzer. And by a Pnuya, the child's kosher. Rav Sheshes said, no, that report is not accurate. Lididi Omer Li Rav Gaza. Rav Gaza told me differently. Lo Rav Yossi Bar Ovin Havi. First of all, the Maisa wasn't with Rav Yossi Bar Ovin. Ela Rav Yossi Rav Zvida Havi. It was Rav Yossi Rav Zvida. So you got the people wrong. Right? Secondly, Va'achshir Bein B'Pnuya Bein Beish HaSeish. And there was two Maisim, you're right, and he was Machshir, both of them, that a Goy and an Eved can't create Mamzerus, not with an Eish HaSeish and not with a Pnuya. Rashi, Havi'uv be'Eved, go here, yeah? Yeah, Bein be'Eish HaSeish, k'damorin she'in osa Mamzer l'mishi yesh lo kedushin al-acherin. We learn from the Smichus of Eish HaSaviv and Lo Yavo Mamzer, that it has to be somebody that somebody could marry. But if it's somebody that can't create a Kedushin at all, like an Eved or a Ovi Kochavim, there's no Mamzerus. So, okay. Omer Le Rav Acha Barei the Rabba Le Ravina Ikla Meimer La Asrin. So Rav Acha, the son of Rabba, said to Ravina, a Meimer came to our city, La Asrin. V'achshir bein b'tnuya bein b'eish HaSeish. And he, what's it called, also did a maisa with a Eish HaSeish that lived together with a goy and or an Eved, and the child, he was machshir, and a pnuya also, he had a maisa and he was machshir. The hilchasa, and that's the halacha. Ovik ochon ve'eved abo bas Yisrael havlad kosher bein b'tnuya bein b'eish HaSeish. So there's a machlokas rishonim. The vlad is kosher, so that's for clear. The child's not a mamzer. We said that there is an opinion that says the child's not a mamzer, but he needs geirus. He has to be megayer because of the chelik hagoy that's mixed in with him. We hold you don't have to be megayer either. Child's a kosher, a yid, and what's it called, doesn't have to be megayer. Shaila is she kosher also to kahuna? Kosher to a kohen. There's a girl, kosher to a kohen. Or, according to the Ramban, with the daughter of a son, be kosher to a kohen. So here's Machlokas Rishonim. Some hold that L'maisa, we have a Kal V'chomer from Almana, the kohen gadol, that from Almana, the kohen gadol, her child is possible, the kohuna, right? Surely the child of, and that's only an Isser to the kohen gadol, it's an Isser Shein Shova Bakol, so surely an Isser of Goy and Eved, which is Shova Bakol, creates a psul the kahuna. And you can't say, well, what about the almana? She herself becomes posel, because over here the woman becomes posel herself too, because she lived with the goy. Right? So, therefore, some rishonim learn when the Gemara paskens that the vlad is kosher stam, but not for a kohen. So the daughter of a woman, a woman is married to a goy, they have a daughter, the daughter wouldn't be allowed to marry a kohen. Some Rishonim learn when the Gemara says kosher, it means kosher legamri. That we don't make that Kal V'chomer for some reason. And the daughter is kosher lekahuna. The halacha, lemaisa, the halacha is that lechatchila you don't marry the daughter of a goy and a Jewess to a kohen. Not allowed to marry them. But if they got married, somebody didn't know, he made kedusha for them. They're married, they don't have to get divorced. Since Sufik Tadina, some Rishonim hold its mutter, some hold its aser, so we don't let them get married lechatchila, but b'dieved, it's a very common thing. Right? Very common thing. Okay. Okay. Rava Achshrei l'Rav Mori Baruchel Umanye b'Pursei d'Bovel. Rava was Machshir Rav Mori Baruchel. Rav Mori Baruchel, his mother Rachel, lived with a goy. They had Rav Mori. So he was called Mori Baruchel because his father was a goy and he couldn't be called Mori Bar Mori or whatever, right? So his father was a goy, so he wasn't called by the father. He was called from here, right? In similar cases, right, you have a chosen, kala, that the father is a goy and the mother is Jewish. So they're kosher yidden. But how do you call them in a ksuba, in a shtar? Right? How do you call them up to the Torah? Right? So their father obviously is not in the picture. He's not really their father. So it's not then the goy. So, and even if the goy converts afterwards, still not them. So you can call them up either, you can write in the shtar either the mother's name, like it says here, Mori Baruchel. But you can only do that if the mother's name is a female name, Mufak, like Rachel. No man is called Rachel. But what if the mother's name is Simcha, Yona? Names that could be male or female. So then, the Tos, you may think that the father's name is Yona, the father's name is Simcha. Then the minig is to call them by the maternal grandfather. You call them, what's it called? We had another case of, recently of Bas, what's it called? Ben Bas so-and-so, right? Reuven Ben Bas Shimon. So that means Shimon is the maternal grandfather. So you're calling on the name of the maternal grandfather and you say Ben Bas so-and-so. Or, if in the end the goy converted and raised the person, then you can call him on the shame of the person who raised him. The person who raises somebody's like the father or mother. But you can't make it look like they're the mamish father or mother. So you say, Ben Hamegadlo, and then the name of the father. Or you say, the miscreant who's called Ben so-and-so. He's not really the son of that person, but that's what he's called. Those are the different possibilities of how to name a person in a shtar whose father is a goy. No, you can't call him Ben Avraham Avinu. Ben Avraham Avinu is a ger, and he's not a ger. So that you cancel.
The father's still a guy, and the kid was brought up by another father that's now a Jew.
What? Yeah, he's still not his father.
Same, but since he brought him up.
So you can call, but you can't call him Ben so and so because he's not his father.
Because I'm
Ben Hamagadlo or one of the other things. Okay, Umanye bepursei the bubble. So Rava was Machshir, Rav Mori Baruchel, and he appointed him a dayan in Bavel, or a gabai. Rashi, Rav Mori Baruchel, me'ovi kochovim habal Yisrael v'savi. Bepursei the bubble, gaboi memunim al Yisrael. He appointed him to a position of leadership in Bavel. Right, he was a gabai. The afagav the ger bi'alma osul noso. Parnes al Yisrael. You're not allowed to. A ger can't be have a position of authority. The Omar Mara, right? Because we learned that what's it called? Mi kerav achecha, som tosim alecha melech mi kerav achecha. That any malchus, any sima of authority, has a din like a melech. It has to be a male and it has to be a full fledged Jew. But it can't be a ger. So the Tosfos brings down the Chor, a ger is kosher to be a dayan. He says it can only be a dayan for other gerim. But if his mother is Jewish and his father was not Jewish, the Gemara says, right, ho kai kiven di imo miyisrael mikerav achecha korein bei. Right, that's what it says. The Gemara says, afal gav domer mar som tosim olecha melech kol mesimo shatameishim al yu ala mikerav achecha. If you make a position of authority similar to a melech, it has to be a full-fledged Jew, mikere v'achecha. Hai kiven di imo miyisrael mikere v'achecha korein bei. Since the mother is Jewish, just the father wasn't Jewish, doesn't have a din of a ger, and he's a full-fledged Jew, and therefore he could even be a melech.
What about Rabbi Akiva? Wasn't he a dying?
Rabbi Akiva was not, his parents weren't gerim.
Came
from gerim generations before. Okay. Avdei de Rav Chiya bar Ami. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay. Avdei de Rav Chiya bar Ami. Rav Chiya bar Ami had an Eved. Atbelo lahi alvedes kochavim l'shem insa. He was matbil, he wanted to marry a goya. And he would gave her tvila l'shem ishus. Like pashtus, we'll see Rashi says different pshatim, and other rishonim learn different pshatim. But pashtus, what it means is that he was tovel her for what's it called, like any woman goes to tvila before she gets married. Not to be tovel her necessarily to be a Jew. Omrav Yosef, Yochil Nachshurei Bo Ubebarta. Like you machshur her, that she's considered Jewish, the woman, and her daughter. Bo Kidravasi. She can be considered a Jewess. Domravasi, Milo Tovel Nidusa. Wasn't she once tovel for Nidus? We'll see in one second how that works, that can make a gayrus. The Barta obikochom the Evra Bobas Israel of Vlad Kosher. And the child is kosher no matter what. But the child's also kosher. Once she's a Jewess, even though her husband is an Eved, she's kosher. The child is also kosher. Ahuda havi korele, we'll finish the Omid and then we'll go back. Ahuda havi korele bar armaisa, right? We used to call them the child of a goy. Omra vasi, milo tovla nidusa, that the goya. They said the mother's a goya. So he said, no, wasn't she tovel sometime for a nida, and that makes her a Jew. Ahuda havi korele bar armoa. They said the father's a goy. Omer Reb Shulman Levi, Milo Tovel Akir, didn't he go with Mitovel sometime for Kerry? That makes him a Jew. So see why then they're Jewish. Rashi. At Belay L'Shem Insa, L'Shem Tvilas Nida, the low L'Shem Tvilas Geiris. He took her and he was matbel her to be Matayer from Nidus, which she didn't have because she was a Goya. But somehow this worked to make her a Jewess. Yachil Nelachshurei Ba Lios Gioris Gemura. I can make her. She can be considered a Gioris Gemura. Afal Pishalo Tovel L'Shem Geiris. Even though she didn't go to the mikvah L'Shem Geiris. The Omer L'Kamon. And later on, the next few Amudim are going to be talking about Geiris. La'Olamino Gerat Shiyomo V'Yitbol. You need three components for Geiris. Bizman Hazeh. The time of the Beis Hamikdash, you need the Korban too. But Bizman Hazeh, you need three things. Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, that's the main Geiris. That the person accepts, keep the mitzvahs. That has to be done for sure in front of a Beis Din. Kosher Beis Din. If it's not done in front of a kosher Beis Din, pashtus is no geiris. Then you need mila for a man, and tvila for a man and woman. Now there's a shayla, we'll see whether that has to be in front of Beis Din or not. L'chatchila for sure, both the mila and the tvila have to be in front of Beis Din. How it's done by a woman, we'll get to. But there's a shayla whether that's only l'chatchila, and the b'dieved is kosher even without a Beis Din or not. Okay? The tefillah's nida, sokol of l'shem geiris. However, since she's tovel in nida, so it's obvious that she wants to be a Jew, because if she's a goy, there's no din of tefillah's nida. So therefore, if a Beis Din saw her be tovel l'shem nidus, so it's just as if she's tovel l'shem geiris. She's tovel to be a Jew. A goya doesn't tovel for nidus. If she's doing it, she's doing it because she wants to be Jewish, or she considers herself Jewish. Ubebarta the afogav the bas eved haba bas Israel he, the hanisgai razu ukibas Israel he afilu hachik shei rabita. Even though the husband's an eved, still like we said before, an eved haba bas Israel, she's considered a giora. She's a bas Israel. Her husband's an eved. The child's kosher. Bokid Ravasi, Tomer Bishmaitin, Ahuda Havikorele Bar Armaisa, Shalot Tovla Ima L'Shem Geiris. The mother was never Tovla L'Shem Geiris. Vomer Ravasi, Milo Tovla Nidusa. But she was Tovla Nidus, and if unless you're a Jew, you would consider yourself a Jew, you wouldn't be Tovla Nida. So when the Beis Din saw her be Tovla Nidus, it's as if they saw her be Tovla L'Shem Geiris. Alma tvilas nidus sokol of l'shem geiris. Lashon after l'shem intzasol l'shem ishus. He was tovel her to marry her. Utvilas gioris havei el l'shein utvila. Right? He did it. He was tovel her to be Jewish, but for the sake of marrying her. And later on we'll see that l'chatchila Beis Din is not allowed to convert people for the sake of marriage. Da'omar b'keitzer echad ish nisgayer l'shum isha ve'echad isha nisgayer l'shum ish ein gerim. That a person who converted for marriage purposes, not because they wanted to be Jewish l'shem shamayim, but they had an ulterior motive, is not a gerus. So yachil l'shuri bo adidei tefilas acheres shetova achar kach lindusa. He says, but l'maisa after that, she was tova l'nidus, and that was l'shem gerus, because she's obviously considered herself Jewish. Kach shomati. That's another pshat here, the kashili. He says, I don't like this pshat. Chad of the kavina hilchas ohasam halacha kulan gerim. Halacha is that the dieved, if somebody converted for marriage or for some other ulterior motive, even though the basin is not allowed to do it, but if they did it, and she is really had Kabbalah Samitzis, just that the reason for the Kabbalah Samitzis was an ulterior motive, it's kosher yit. Vafilu the Mishnah Rishona Nami, even according to the Mishnah Rishona, that's not a Geirus, I kamaisa l'sokila basra nami l'sokila, the lav l'shem shamayim niskaira. How's it going to help the other tefillahs? She's still converted, not l'shem shamayim. So unless she had charata, now she's doing it l'shem shamayim, whatever it's, then the Ikr Chosr Nasefer, the Lashon Rishon, Ikr V'Nira Beinai, that the Tfilas Nida is itself considered Tfila L'Geiris. Bar Ari Maisa, Shalot Tavla Imo Kishnas Gaira, Milo Tavla Nidusa, V'Oso Tfila Ola Lola Tfilas Geiris, T'das Yehudasi, V'Chein Milo Tavla L'Kirio. Tosa says, L'Chora, she was Tavla L'Nidus, but usually you don't take over three men with you when you go to be Tavla. So where was the basis? Tosa says that that's only l'chatchila, but the Eved, as long as it was abased in by Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and there was in this case, but there was no tevila l'shem geiris, then the tevilas nida helps with the Eved. That's one pshat. Other Rishonim learn that since people know that she's being tovo, that she's a noheg like a Jewish, misnama she had to be tovo, so it's as if there was three people there, because knowing it, like the Farhesia, that's considered like Avis. Others say that there was a basin there by these tefillahs. Taka, there was a basin. And or at least there was one other person there who was kosher to be a dayan. B'dieved, one dayan helps. And the Gemara just didn't say it. The chiddush over here is that even though the basin, she didn't say, I'm being tovah l'shem geiris, since she had Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. And from here it's obvious she wants to do mitzvahs. And she was tovo l'shem doing something Jewish, so that in itself has a din of tefilas geiris. But Yitaka need a beis din, and there was a beis din in this situation. Okay.
Kabbalah mitzvahs, how is she getting married to an Eved?
What?
How is she getting married to an Eved if she's in Kabbalah mitzvahs?
So, okay, there's a few ends. One is maybe she didn't know he's an Eved. That could be. Secondly, could be that if a woman is a case like this, we'll go through these things as we go through the sugyas of geiris more, but since you asked the question, what would you say in the following case? A Kohen, right, wants to marry a Gioris. She's living with a Goya, and she wants to be Megayer and marry the Kohen. Now, it's also for a Gioris to marry a Kohen, right? So the Chora, it says that if somebody is Megayer and they accept all the mitzvahs except for one, they're not a ger. So how in the world could this Gioris be Megayer with the intention of marrying the Kohen? She obviously is not being Mekabel, that mitzvah. So the answer is that there's a difference in what her Kavanah is. If she says like following, I'm Mekabel all the mitzvahs, and I know that if I live with this Kohen, I marry him, I'm going to get Gehenim for it. But I can't control myself. Right, and what's it called? I know that it's wrong, I know that it's osur, and I can't help myself. Then she's a Gioris. Because if she's not, then any person's makabel mitzvahs and ever does anything wrong, right, speaks Lashon Hara, so they want makabel mitzvah. No, Elamai, they want makabel mitzvah. They know it's wrong to speak Lashon Hara, except they speak Lashon Hara. Right? It's not that they want makabel the mitzvah, they know they got punished for it. Can't get a Yetzer Hara. Otherwise, every Gioris or Ger would have to be perfect. So, you know, Kabbalah mitzvahs, what?
She's planning on marrying him before.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. But if the reason why she's marrying is not because she thinks it's okay to do, but stop, she has Yetzer Hara, then the Geiris is a Geiris. And her mom is smicing like this. And if not, if she says, you know, I'm not a Kabbalah mitzvah, I don't believe in it, then she's not a Geiris. So it's possible that this woman was Megayer, and she knows that it's wrong to marry an Eved, and she knows she'll get Gehenna for it, but still it's considered a Gehenna. Okay. We'll go through more of these in Yonim as we go through, but the tefillah has to be what? No, we can't allow anything. We can't marry him either. But if he goes somewhere and doesn't tell him he's a Kohen, and doesn't tell he's a Gioris, and they get married, right? So they're living, doing something awesome. But the Shaila is the woman a Gioris or not? I had the family ask me. The guy said that some Beis Din was Megayer, this woman. He married her because some Rav married her who didn't know. So now they want to know, how should they treat this woman? Is she Jewish? Just the brother of the brother is living with a, what's it called, with a Be'isr, with a Gioris, or is the brother living Be'isr with a Goya? Big difference how the children are, whatever. They wanted to know what the, so yesterday the Yashiv, and this was to determine how this woman felt when she was Megayer. Right? In Pashas, it was the way that made her a Gioris, so the children were Jewish.